This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle, how to raise your energetic frequency on the daily, and where we share our experiences on energetic awakening, because we're all just really figuring it out as we go, so why not learn from each other through this connective outlet? If you're ready to start your week vibing high, let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. It is time to spill the tea on the energy that has been very, very prevalent right now in my world. So this is the energy that something can be right or optimal for you one day or in one moment, but that doesn't mean that it's optimal in the next. I want to take you back for a moment to the episode I did about seeing a psychic or a fortune teller or a future teller. I will link to that episode in the show notes, but my reasoning behind my mixed feelings about seeing psychics or people who tell your future was that due to free will, any change in path can create the course of the future, or knowing that that potential future exists can cause attachment to the outcome and cause you to choose that course. So where I'm going with this today is the energy being shown in my world now is very similar. It's so important to get comfortable trusting your intuition and how it feels in your body. This allows you to get out of your mind and past your ego and just trust what your yes and your no feel like, either from your intuition or your higher self. The reason this may take time and practice is because you really need to feel solid in trusting your body as well as your higher self or your intuition, and be able to differentiate between trusting that higher self and fear. So for example, that like, oh, my body like feels tense and this is a hard no, or that tense feeling that's like, oh, this is scary and outside of my comfort zone, so my ego is trying to protect me. There's no way that in this podcast episode I can just explain to you what that feels like to you in your body. But I have a feeling that if you're listening to this, you probably already know. So I'm bringing this up to you today because I want to remind you to fully trust yourself. If something is a hard no one day and then the next day it feels like it's a hell yes, that doesn't mean that your intuition is broken or that you're flaky for changing your mind. It means that something has energetically shifted that has changed the potential outcome. So this may be something in you, something in someone else. This could be something totally outside of your realm of seeing or understanding, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're checking in with your body. You're checking in with your nervous system, making sure that your nervous system is calm. You're able to quiet the chatter or noise in your mind, and you're able to trust in your ability to make the best choice for you. It's also important to be mindful of how attached you are to an outcome, because if you're very, very attached to the outcome of something working out in a specific way, your ego is very likely to override the no that you're feeling in your body from your higher self because you're too attached to that outcome. So when you feel the no, you may end up self-sabotaging by feeling or saying like, oh, this is probably just fear, or oh, I'm probably just hungry. Okay, like that one's a little silly, but you get what I mean. If you don't allow yourself to be open and trust that the best possible outcome will always unfold, you'll override your intuition every single time and convince yourself that you just can't be trusted to make decisions. I always like to say to my clients that no decision is really final. If it feels good right now and it's in alignment right now, then go for it. If your intuition or your higher self is saying, yes, this is right, then go for it. And if there comes a time when that no longer supports you or your journey, then that is also okay. And the same if something feels out of alignment, it's okay to say no, and it's okay to allow and trust that the next steps will be laid before you, even if you aren't able to see them yet. How I personally implement this in my life is trusting the phase that I'm in. I'm very, very committed to flowing with the energetics of my cycle phases and honoring myself physically, mentally, and emotionally, literally in each phase that I'm in so that I can regulate my nervous system. So in lower energy phases, this looks like slowing down, maybe sleeping more, setting and holding firm boundaries, journaling my thoughts and ideas more, cooking and connecting with the earth element, snuggling my husband, and just allowing myself to be held and to ask for help. In higher outward energy phases, this can look like making sure I'm moving my body enough, that I'm getting outside, I'm socializing with people who really light me up, I'm acting on my dreams and ideas and allowing myself to celebrate and to have gratitude for the life that I've built and have the pleasure of being able to live. I also really like to start my morning with energetically aligned movement, whether that's just some stretches, a sun salutation, or hip movements to release pent-up emotion from my root and sacral chakras, to fully bring me into my body and out of my head. The reason I do these movements is literally for that reason. Lastly, I like to connect with people who speak the same language as I do. They hear me, they honor my journey, they honor my seasons, and they're often moving through very similar energies and experiences at a similar time, because that is just how energetically aligned relationships work. So, how can you implement this in your life starting today? Trust your body. Allow yourself to move your body to see if what you're feeling is just pent-up energy or emotion that needs to be regulated, or if it is your intuition trying to tell you something. Journal, reflect on your journaling a few days later to see if it still resonates. Maybe without taking any action on it, just journal your thoughts down so that you can reflect back to see where you're at, especially depending on the phase that you're in. And take your time. You do not have to rush through life. Allow yourself to enjoy and to feel gratitude as often as you possibly freaking can. And allow yourself time to listen and feel your intuition or your higher self in your body in circumstances where you have no attachment to the outcome. When you can feel into this yes or this no, when you literally have no attachment to the outcome, that is when you are going to get comfortable trusting that feeling, so that when a situation or a decision comes up where you do feel like you could potentially be swayed or convinced otherwise by your ego, you will be able to differentiate between what your ego is telling you and what your gut or your intuition or your higher self is telling you. I hope that this podcast episode really, really resonated with you today. And I hope that it helps you become grounded and centered and confident in your body and in trusting yourself to make decisions and to know that it's okay for things to change from moment to moment, from day to day. We are human beings and things are always evolving, they're always growing, they're always changing. So it is okay for us to change with them. I hope that you have a beautiful day. Please feel free to leave a review or a comment on what resonated the most with you in this podcast today. Feel free to leave a review with something else that you would love chatted about here on Tea Time with Becky, or to connect with me through RebeccaRoitz.com, RebeccaRoitz.com, so that you can get on my newsletter and we can connect more often and on an easier platform. But if you are just hanging out here, I am so grateful to have you, and I hope you have the most beautiful day. Talk to you on the next one.